Canada retaliates with 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of U.S. imports. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canada will be imposing 25% tariffs on $155 billion worth of U.S. imports in response to President Donald Trump's order to place 25% tariffs on Canadian goods. "We will stand strong for Canada," Trudeau said at a press conference on February 1. Trump signed an order on February 1 to impose 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico, as well as a 10% levy on goods from China on top of the existing tariffs on that country. Trudeau said he will start with 25% retaliatory tariffs on $30 billion worth of U.S. imports on February 4, the same day the American tariffs are set to begin. The tariffs on the other $125 billion worth of goods will come in 21 days, to allow impacted Canadian companies to adjust their supply chains. Canadian tariffs will be applied to U.S.-made goods including beer, wine, and bourbon. Fruits and fruit juices including orange juice, as well as vegetables. Perfume, clothing, and shoes. Major consumer products such as household appliances and furniture. Sports equipment. Other materials such as lumber and plastics. The Government of Canada says a more detailed list of impacted products will be released soon. Trudeau said Canada is considering some non-tariff retaliatory responses as well, such as measures relating to critical minerals and energy procurement that the United States needs. When asked if Canada would be shutting off oil exports to the United States, Trudeau said he will be ensuring Canada's response will be equitable and won't be damaging to one part of the country more than the others. Energy-rich Alberta has strongly opposed any export tariffs on oil, or for Canada to stop oil exports altogether. Trump said on January 31 that the U.S. tariffs will be lower on Canada's oil and gas exports, at 10%, while other goods will have a tariff of 25%. Trudeau said he has also talked with Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, who has said her country will be taking its own retaliatory measures to respond to Trump's 25% tariffs. "Today, we're working together to face these tariffs," Trudeau said. He urged Canadians to buy made-in-Canada products and to take vacations within Canada. He also asked Canadians to stay away from buying American products such as Florida orange juice. He added that he has been working with the premiers to come up with measures to support Canadians impacted by the tariffs. The Prime Minister said he hasn't been able to talk with Trump since his inauguration on January 20. Trudeau flew to Florida in late November to meet with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort in a bid to convince him not to go through with the tariffs. Trump first announced his intention to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico due to concerns of illegal immigration and drug flows through their borders on November 25, shortly after winning the November 5 presidential election. Asked if he's concerned that Trump may raise U.S. tariffs higher if Canada retaliates, Trudeau said the tariffs his government has announced are strong but appropriate. Address to Americans. Trudeau opened his remarks with an address directed to Americans, stressing the close bond between the two nations. "This is a choice that, yes, will harm Canadians, but beyond that, it will have real consequences for you, the American people," Trudeau said. He said the tariffs will increase costs for Americans. "But it doesn't have to be this way. As President John F. Kennedy said many years ago, geography has made us neighbors. History has made us friends. Economics has made us partners. And necessity has made us allies." In announcing the tariffs, the White House reiterated Trump's concern about drugs and illegal immigrants coming from the three countries into the United States. President Trump is implementing a 25% tariff on Canadian goods and a 10% tariff on Canadian energy resources until Canada cooperates with the U.S. against drug traffickers and on border security, the White House said on social media on February 1. "There is growing production of fentanyl in Canada, and enough fentanyl was seized at the northern border last fiscal year to kill 9.8 million Americans." The statement added that illegal border crossings from Canada reached historic new highs every year for the last four fiscal years. Trump said in his own statement announcing the tariffs on social media that it is his duty to ensure the safety of Americans. I made a promise on my campaign to stop the flood of illegal aliens and drugs from pouring across our borders, and Americans overwhelmingly voted in favor of it, he said on February 1. Trump has also cited the trade deficit with the three countries as a reason the tariffs are needed. Canada's trade surplus in merchandise with the United States was around $100 billion last year, according to a report by TD Bank. If Canadian oil exports to the United States are removed from the figure, the scales tip to America's favor, the report says, meaning the United States would have a $60 billion trade surplus. Canada and the United States conduct two-way trade worth $1.3 trillion every year. According to the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, 2.3 million Canadian jobs are supported by exports to the United States, and 1.4 million American jobs are supported by exports to Canada. A Bank of Canada analysis says that under a mutual 25% tariff scenario, Canada's GDP would take a 2.4% hit. Canada has launched a $1.3 billion plan to increase border security, which includes deploying helicopters and drones and other security measures at the border. The provinces have also announced their own measures to boost border security, including using provincial police forces to patrol the border. Trudeau said at his February 1 press conference that Canada's border with the United States is already safe and secure, adding that there's always more work to do. He urged Americans to work collaboratively with Canada to tackle the issue of drug trafficking. Trump's nominee for Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, has said that the United States may impose different rounds of tariffs on Canada. The first round, he said at his confirmation hearing on January 29, is focused on getting Canada and Mexico to stop the flow of illegal immigrants. A future round would be related to trade issues, after Trump administration officials study trade relations with other countries and determine if any unfair trade practices exist. Big macro issues with tariffs are being studied. But the micro issue is Canada and Mexico and the precursors from China. They need to end, Lutnick said. Respect America, if we are your biggest trading partner, show us the respect. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly said on January 31 that Canada's retaliatory tariffs would be coming in rounds. There would be a first round of measures, second round of measures, and a third round of measures, Joly said at a press conference in Washington. And we'll keep ourselves also some leverage. Extremely disappointed. Canada's premiers have also called for retaliatory measures, and in some cases have taken their own actions in response to the U.S. tariffs. Ontario Premier Doug Ford, who is in the middle of an election campaign, said he is extremely disappointed with the tariffs and said he supports the federal government in delivering a strong and forceful response that matches the U.S. tariffs dollar for dollar. Canada has so much of what America needs, high-grade nickel and other critical minerals, energy and electricity, uranium, potash, aluminum. We need to maximize our points of leverage and use them to maximum effect, Ford said. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith, whose province accounts for 87% of Canada's oil exports to the United States, also said she is disappointed with the president's decision and noted it will hurt people on both sides of the border. This decision will harm Canadians and Americans alike, and strain the important relationship and alliance between our two nations, she said in a statement on February 1. Smith, who has traveled on different occasions to the United States to meet with Trump and his officials in a bid to persuade the Trump administration to not go through with the tariffs, took credit for the lowered tariffs on oil and gas, and added that her government will continue to take action to convince the president to abandon the tariffs. She added that she supports a proportionate response to the tariffs with the strategic use of tariffs on imports from the United States, but said she remains opposed to export tariffs. BC Premier David Eby said his government will be excluding U.S. suppliers from any new procurement agreement, and directed the BC Liquor Distribution Branch to stop buying liquor from Republican states. President Trump's 25% tariffs are a complete betrayal of the historic bond between our countries and a declaration of economic war against a trusted ally, Eby said. Quebec Premier François Legault noted that Canada will be hitting some American imports with 25% tariffs, and that his government will take action to protect the impacted sectors in his province. I think it's an opportunity for some of our companies to replace American products, to develop new products, and to develop new markets, he said at a press conference. Conservative Party leader Pierre Poilievre said the Liberal government must put aside their partisan interests and recall Parliament. Parliament was prorogued until March 24 at the request of Trudeau on January 6, the same day he announced his decision to resign once his party selects a replacement. Poilievre said Canada should retaliate with dollar-for-dollar tariffs that are designed to have maximum impact on the United States and minimum impact back home, and use the tariff revenues to help the impacted workers and businesses. He added that Canada should cut taxes to attract more investment, remove legislative barriers for resource development projects, remove interprovincial trade barriers, and rebuild the military and boost border security. We will protect our economy, defend our sovereignty, bring home production and paychecks, and never back down. We will put Canada first, now and always, he said in a statement on February 1. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh, who has urged a forceful response to Trump, said now is a time for Canadians to stand strong and stand together. Our values and our solidarity will not crumble in the face of Donald Trump's economic attack, he said in a statement on February 1. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson praised Trump's tariffs, saying the president is positioning the United States to be safe and successful again. Today, he is holding Mexico, Canada, and China accountable for their role in the flow of illegal aliens and illicit drugs across our borders. These countries are now on notice to work quickly to stop the madness, he said on February 1. Texas Governor Greg Abbott warned Trudeau against any retaliation that may impact his state. Careful, Trudeau, Abbott wrote on social media platform X on February 1. The Texas economy is larger than Canada's. And we're not afraid to use it. Andrew Moran, Matthew Horwood, and the Canadian Press contributed to this report.